坐吧，好吧，请坐，请坐。
Please、好，谢谢，谢谢，请大家回到原座。
Please return to your seats.
各位记者朋友，大家上午好，欢迎参加十三届全国人大一次会议记者会。本场记者会的主题是中国的外交政策和对外关系。今天我们很高兴地邀请到外交部部长王毅先生来回答与这一主题相关的问题。有请王部长。
Dear members of the press, good morning.Welcome to the press conference of the first session of the 13th National People's Congress. The theme of this press conference is on China's foreign policy and external relations. We are delighted to have invited Foreign Minister Wang Yi to take your related questions.
各位记者朋友，大家上午好。首先，我还是要向在座的女记者们，还有所有的女同胞们致以节日的祝福。同时我要借此机会啊，向所有关心和支持中国外交的中外记者们表示我们的感谢，因为中国外交取得的成绩当中有大家付出的一份辛劳和贡献，大家辛苦了。现在我愿意回答大家的问题。
Dear members of the press, good morning. At the outset, I wish to extend festive greetings to all Chinese womenIncluding the female journalists in this room. I also wish to thank the press, Chinese and foreign, for having shown understanding and support for China's foreign policy and external relations. Everything we have accomplished, you have played a part. Thank you. Now I'm ready to take your questions.
谢谢，开始提问。右区第五排那位男士，第五排。
谢谢主持人。外长您好，我是人民日报的记者。党的十八大以来，外交工作取得了前所未有的重要成就，也赢得了全国人民的一致点赞。那我们也知道呢，2018年是十九大之后的开局之年，所以今年中国外交有哪些亮点，能否请您为我们介绍一下？谢谢。
People's Daily. Since the 18th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, China has made unprecedented progress in its foreign relations.Which is widely praised across the country. Following the 19th Party Congress, what will be the highlights of China's diplomatic agenda this year?
党的十八大以来，在以习近平同志为核心的党中央的政协领导之下，我们确实走出了一条具有中国特色、中国气派、中国风格的大国外交之路。我们为维护国家主权和人民利益，为服务国内改革开放大局发挥的重要作用，取得了历史性的成就。去年十月份，习近平总书记在中共十九大报告当中强调，我们要同各国一道共同建设新型国际关系，共同构建人类命运共同体，这就是新时代中国大国外交的目标。
Under the outstanding leadership of the CPC Central Committee, with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core since the 18th Party Congress 5 years ago, we have traveled on a road of major country diplomacy that reflects China's distinct vision, style, and values. Producing historic accomplishments, our diplomatic efforts have been instrumental to upholding China's interests and dignity and to facilitating China's reform and development. Last October,General Secretary Xi Jinping emphasized in his report to the 19th Party Congress that China will work with other countries to foster a new type of international relations and to build a global community with a shared future. This is the aim of China's major country diplomacy in the new era.
2018年是贯彻落实十九大精神的开局之年，中国外交将在习近平新时代中国特色社会主义思想指引下 拿出新作为，展现新气象。今年的中国外交亮点主要体现在四大主场活动上。一是四月在海南举行博鳌亚洲论坛的年会，主旋律是改革开放。今年恰逢中国改革开放四十周年，本届年会将总结改革开放成功经验，展示新时代深化改革、扩大开放的新前景。二十六月在青岛举行上海合作组织峰会，主旋律是弘扬上海精神。扩员后的上合组织将重温互信互利、平等协商、尊重多样文明、谋求共同发展的上海精神，开启上合组织发展壮大的新征程。三是九月在北京举行中非合作论坛峰会，主旋律是一带一路。非洲各国的兄弟姐妹将会以这次峰会为契机，全方位的参与一带一路的建设，为中非全面战略伙伴关系注入新动力。四是十二月在上海首次举行中国国际进口博览会，主旋律是市场开放，中国将向世界张开双臂，展现市场潜力，欢迎各国参与和分享中国发展的机遇。组织2018年中国外交的大幕已经拉开，新时代的中国外交将为中国自身发展营造更好的外部环境，也为人类进步事业提供更多的正能量。谢谢你。
2018 is the first year for implementing the decisions of the 19th Party Congress, guided by Xi Jinping's thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. We in the diplomatic service will take new steps and make new advances. The main highlights of China's diplomatic calendar will include the following four events we're going to host. First, the Boao Forum for Asia annual conference, which will take place in Hainan this April, and focus on reform and opening up. In this 40th anniversary year of reform and opening up, we will review China's successful experience and sketch new possibilities for reform and opening up in the new era. Second, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, which will take place in Qingdao this June, and focus on revitalizing the Shanghai spirit. The expanded SCO will rededicate itself to the Shanghai spirit of mutual trust and benefit, equal-footed consultation, respect for diversity of civilizations, and pursuit of common development. The summit will set the SCO on the new journey of consolidation and growth. Third, the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation Summit, which will take place in Beijing this September, and focus on the Belt and Road Initiative. A great opportunity for our African brothers and sisters to participate fully in the BRI, the summit will give new impetus to the China-Africa Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Fourth, the first China International Import Expo, which will take place in Shanghai this December, and focus on the further market opening. China will embrace the world with open arms and enormous market potential. All will be welcome to access and benefit from the new opportunities of China's development. China's diplomatic agenda for 2018 are unfolding even as we speak. In the new era, we will work harder to see that China will enjoy a better environment for development and make greater contributions to human progress. Thank you.
下一个问题，白冰，中区第二排第四位这位先生。穿绿衣服。
Thank you, Foreign Minister. I'm from Reuters. I have a North Korea-related question for you. China has always said that one of the most important issues in the North Korea crisis is for there to be direct talks between North Korea and the United States. So what role does China have to facilitate such talks? And does China also believe that the United States needs to, with, needs to withdraw its military forces in South Korea for there to be a lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula. Thank you.
路透社，中国一直高度重视朝美的直接谈判，请问中国在这方面可以发挥什么作用？为了实现半岛长治久安，中方是否认为美方应该撤离驻韩美军？
这是一个当前国际社会最关注的一个话题。我们看到，朝韩双方抓住冬奥会的契机，开展了一系列的密集的互动，南北关系迅速解冻，这为冰封已久的半岛局势注入了一股暖流，也是一股久违的暖流。发生这样的变化，有人似乎感到困惑，但其实是情理当中。我们看到冬奥会期间，朝鲜并没有进行新的核导试验，美国、韩国也暂停了针对朝鲜的军演。事实证明啊，中方提出的双暂停的倡议是一剂对症下药的良方，为南北改善关系营造了最基本的条件。
This is the hottest topic in the world today. Seizing the opportunity of the Pyeongchang Olympics, the DPRK and the ROK have had a succession of interactions and achieved a rapid thaw in their relations, reversing the long-standing chill on the Korean Peninsula. The recent developments may seem baffling to some people, but are actually within the bounds of reason. During the Winter Games, the DPRK did not conduct any nuclear test,and the U.S. and the ROK suspended their joint exercises targeting the DPRK. This proves that China's proposal of suspension for suspension was the right prescription for the problem and created basic conditions for the improvement of inter-Korean relations.
现在半岛问题的解决终于朝正确方向迈出了重要一步。我们对朝韩双方为此做出的努力予以充分的肯定和支持。接下来的关键就是各方积极呼应，形成合力，我们共同把半岛局势重新纳入到和平的轨道，把半岛核问题重新纳入到对话解决的轨道。为此我们呼吁各方，尤其是美朝双方，尽快的进行接触和对话，各方沿着双轨并进的思路，既坚持不核化目标，又积极地构建半岛和平机制，在推进无核化的进程当中，同等、同步、对等地来解决各方包括朝鲜方面的合理的安全关切。这既是中方的一贯立场，也是联合国安理会决议所确定的目标。
The Korean Peninsula issue has finally taken an important step in the right direction. China fully commends and supports the efforts made by the two Koreas. To return the peninsula to peace and the nuclear issue to the track of dialogue, these initial steps must be followed up by corresponding and concerted efforts by the parties.To this end, we call on the parties, particularly the U.S. and the DPRK, to engage in dialogue sooner rather than later. We encourage the parties to follow a dual-track approach of remaining committed to the goal of denuclearization and working actively to establish a peace mechanism on the peninsula. By addressing the parties' legitimate security concerns, including those of the DPRK,in exchange for and in tandem with progress towards denuclearization. And this is China's long-standing position and also the vision set forth in the relevant Security Council resolutions.
我还要说的是啊，冰冻三尺非一日之寒，尽管隧道的尽头已经显露曙光，但是前行的道路不可能一帆风顺。历史经验告诉我们啊，每当半岛出现缓和时，各种干扰就会如影随形，接踵而至。现在又到了检验各方是不是真心希望解决 半岛核问题的关键时刻。和平必须争取，机遇需要把握，各方应以半岛和平大局为重，以本地区人民安危为重，拿出政治勇气，做出政治决断，尽快开展一切必要和有益的双多边接触，全力推动重启和平解决半岛核问题的对话谈判。中方我们将为此继续做出我们的努力，谢谢。
Of course, it takes more than one cold day to freeze 3 feet of ice. Despite light at the end of the tunnel, the journey ahead won't be smooth. History has reminded us time and again that whenever tension subsided on the peninsula, the situation would be clouded by various interferences. Now is a crucial moment for testing the sincerity of the parties. Peace must be fought for. Opportunity needs to be seized.It falls to all parties to bear in mind the imperative of peace and the well-being of people in the region. All must demonstrate political courage and make a political decision to expeditiously carry out all necessary and useful engagements, both bilateral and plurilateral, and to do their best to restart dialogue and negotiation for the peaceful settlement of the nuclear issue. China will continue to make unremitting efforts.For this outcome. Thank you.
谢谢，请继续提问。左边第四排这位女士。
谢谢主持人，我是中央电视台央视网央视新闻移动网的记者。我想请问外长的是，这些年中国的民众啊，普遍有一个深切的体会，就是自从十八大以来，习近平主席啊亲力亲为开展元首外交，引领树立起了新时代的大国形象，展现出了领袖风范，同时呢也推动中国国际地位和影响得到了历史性的提升。所以想在这里请教外长，您是怎么看待中国元首外交的重要作用和影响的？谢谢。
China Central Television. The Chinese people can tell that in the last 5 years, President Xi has been fully engaged in China's foreign policy. His personal diplomacy has enhanced China's image as a major country entering a new era, presented his image as a global statesman, and raised China's standing and international influence like never before. How do you see the role and impact of diplomacy conducted by President Xi as head of state?
元首外交是国际交往的最高形态，有着其他交往无法替代的重要作用和战略价值。党的十八大以来啊，习近平主席作为中国特色大国外交的总设计师，亲自擘画和推进了精彩纷呈的元首外交。习主席遍访世界57个国家，接待了110多位外国元首访华，这些重大的外交行动不仅极大增进了国际社会对中国的了解，有效提升了中国的国际地位和影响，也为解决当今许多全球性问题指明了方向。而习主席本人的领袖风范和人格魅力，也使很多不同社会制度、不同文化背景的领导人都成为了他的好朋友，也成为了中国的好朋友。
Head of state diplomacy, as the highest form of state-to-state interaction, plays a pivotal role and has irreplaceable strategic value. Since 2012, President Xi Jinping has been the chief architect of China's major country diplomacy. He was personally involved in the planning and the conduct of head of state diplomacy,which by all accounts has been brilliant. To date, President Xi has visited 57 countries in different parts of the world and received more than 110 foreign heads of state. These important visits and meetings go a long way towards deepening the world's understanding of China, enhancing China's profile and influence, and facilitating the solution of many global problems. President Xi's leadership and charisma have earned him and his country many good friends among foreign leaders who represent a diverse range of cultures and social systems.
2018年除了主持刚才所说的四大主场活动之外，习主席还将赴南非、巴布亚新几内亚还有阿根廷去出席金砖国家领导人峰会、亚太经合组织领导人非正式会议以及20国集团领导人的会晤。我们相信习主席亲力亲为的元首外交将会进一步展现为人民谋福、为国家负责、为世界担当的博大情怀，书写新时代中国特色大国外交的崭新的篇章。谢谢。
In the year ahead, President Xi will host the 4 diplomatic events I mentioned earlier, and he will also participate in the BRICS Summit in South Africa, the APEC Economic Leaders Meeting in Papua New Guinea, and the G20 Summit in Argentina. We believe that President Xi's personal diplomacy will make a positive and responsible contribution to the welfare of his people, the interests of China, and the well-being of the world.It will write a whole new chapter of major country diplomacy with Chinese characteristics in the new era. Thank you.
好，谢谢。下一个问题。